Catch up to date now with Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns in place southbound I-15 just out of downtown to Bangor Highway. Your KSL travel time, 17 to 20 minutes to get from downtown to the south interchange. About another 25 minutes, give or take, from the south interchange to Lehigh. We also have westbound slowing on I-215 south belt from just before the I-15 interchange over to Redwood Road. Southbound I-215's west belt slow and heavy between I-80 and the Maverick Center. Lynn Thomas.
Also, Ricky, it is slow on the Bangor Highway from Parkway Boulevard on down to 3500 South. And if you are on the south end of the valley, those major surface streets, 90th South on down to about 123rd South, all very slow as you head westbound from I-15 out to Redwood Road. And over the point of the mountain, you've got some slowing from SR-92 down to Thanksgiving Point and now to about 1500 North. And still a slow go, Pleasant Grove to Linden due to that previous crash that was down there. And once you get past Linden, though, you're in pretty good speeds. Mark?
Well, bring along a little patience. Salt Lake City to Farmington, you are going to need it. That's a KSL travel time of now 30 minutes. You've got delays basically in spots South Salt Lake to the North Interchange. Then again, Bountiful in spots up to Layton Hills Mall. That is a little unusually heavy. Highway 89 delays up at Fruit Heights, and now we've got 215 delays at the north end coming up from I-80. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes, June 2nd through 18th. For tickets, go to uvparade.com. Osmond Designs, or download the app, presented by the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.